1027 Breakfast.
Now, as you know, every single Thursday we have Reverend Shona pops in to give us a couple of words of encouragement. And she's busy. She's out there. You're doing weddings and, sadly, funerals. And you've obviously got Mass, which you do on a fairly regular basis as well. But you're here this morning to tell us a little bit about something a little unusual that happened.
Just slightly unusual. Good morning, Parky. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Yourself?
That's good. Good, thank you. So at the one wedding I went to, there was a barn owl. It's looked after by the Bird of Prey Rehabilitation Center, and the barn owl's called Sporky.
Right.
So in the middle of this wedding service, and I mean, you know, it's quite serious then, Sporky yes. flies in with the rings for the couple, and one was actually a diamond ring.
Flies in? Oh, yes. What, with it attached to his legs or whatever?
To his legs, yes.
Wow.
So he comes, he flies in, he lands, and then you've got to take it off his leg. And then I got the rings to bless.
You don't want that owl all of a sudden seeing some, you know, some partner...
Juicy mouse or...
Yes, or a juicy mouse. Oh, hang on, I'll be back in a second.
So the groom did say to me under his breath, at least Sporky isn't a klepto. And I was warned beforehand that should the owl fly to a tree or somewhere else, then we have to move the blessing of the rings to later in the service or just wait for them to bring him back.
That is bizarre.
So he didn't steal the rings. He brought them down beautifully. When he had to fly back, he did consider not flying back.
Right.
To his trainer. But after the service, I had the privilege of interacting with Sporky. He was hand-reared and then handed into the center. And he absolutely loves people. Mm-hmm. He's like the life and soul of a party.
Wow.
You can see that by the way he interacts with everyone. And the center can never release him because he doesn't know he's an owl. He's human imprinted, which means he identifies as human. And that's why he's so comfortable with all of us. Now, I'm sure you've heard a lot lately about people identifying as something else.
Yeah.
So as I watched this owl, I couldn't help thinking about us human beings. The identity we give ourselves is actually really important, and the words I am are much more important and powerful than we sometimes realize.
Mm.
Our words do carry power, I think we know that. Mm. But what about the words we speak over ourselves? Remembering that our unconscious or subconscious mind, many might call it a subconscious mind, is listening. I am stupid. Are you really stupid? Of course you're not stupid. You may have done something that wasn't great, but it doesn't define who you are.
Mm.
I'm angry. Are you really angry or are you just feeling anger at that time? I'm happy. Are you really happy or are you just feeling happy? How many of us answer, I'm tired or exhausted when we're asked how we are? Are you really or is your body just tired and that's making you feel tired and exhausted? So I want you to try something this week.
Mm.
And I think it would be wonderful to get feedback because I did it for a week and I couldn't believe how different I felt. Notice how many times you say, I am, and make sure that I am is followed by something positive. I'm beautifully and wonderfully created. I'm kind. I'm enough. I'm much more than my body.
Mm.
If you're angry, try saying, I'm feeling angry. I'm feeling shocked. I'm feeling tired. Not that you are tired.
Good point.
And if you try it, I'd love to hear, as I said, how you feel. When we are conscious of what we are saying, we start to feel different about ourselves because our unconscious mind is listening to everything we say. So positive talk is really, really powerful. And I believe we are much more than our thoughts, our bodies, and our emotions. I believe we are truly, wonderfully, and beautifully created. May you have a wonderful day.
And once again, thank you for coming in. I love the story about the owl. And
Sporky was my highlight.
Sporky, such a cute name.
More words of wisdom, of course, online on our socials all the time and every week from Reverend Shona. And then, of course, her very own show between 6:30 on a Sunday morning here on Hot 102.7. Shona, we'll see you next Thursday here on Hot 102.7 Breakfast.
Thanks, Parky.
Hot 102.7 Breakfast.
Weekdays from 5:30 to 9 a.m.
With Airlink. Why Airlink? Connecting Southern Africa.